G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, October 22nd. I'm John Barker, joining me as usual, Joel Marshall. Well, Joel, Cox Plate weekend is here at last. There's plenty of intriguing races and, well, you might say that one of them, the most intriguing is the Cox Plate, or you might not. Do you think it's a fait accompli, or does she face a stiffer challenge than she has in the past 3 years?
Well, same topic of conversation seems to come up sort of once every sort of four or five of her runs, that, oh, there could be something in there that might test her out, but there just doesn't ever seem to be. I mean, if she was ever going to get beaten, you would have thought it was last start when she was buried along the fence and then a mile away and had to just let go with an unbelievable sprint to catch them in the Turnbull. So, no, she'll... She'll win again, but, well, interesting. I guess, yeah, I haven't got Ben Battle in for second. I've got him for third, but I guess most people would assume that Ben Battle's the one to give her a bit of a fright.
Well, you would think so. Given Humidor gave her the fright last year, Ben Battle took care of Humidor last time, although if we remember Humidor's last run before the Cox Plate last year was nothing flashy. Certainly... came to his peak on that day, may do so again. Look, Ben Battle has won the Dubai Turf, worth about $8 million, so clearly no slouch, no matter what Matt Chapman might be telling us, and indeed, I'm sure he is nowhere near Cracksman or Enable. And I guess another thing that Matt Chapman said during the week was that Winx just couldn't let Ben Battle get too far ahead. Well, I can't see that happening in a field of eight. I can't see Ben Battle getting too much of a break on Winx when they round the turn.
No, I wouldn't have thought so. I mean, she's been there to pounce, like, you know, in her Cox Plate wins. It's not as if she's been flying home and just getting there. So, yeah, I think the pressure will go on, and I don't know if Ben Battle will be able to pinch a big enough break.
Anyway, well, we've almost... previewed the Cox Plate already, but we won't just yet. We'll certainly, we've still got our numbers, I suppose, to go. But we do have a number of black type races. Now, race one at Moonee Valley on Saturday, the Valley, I should say, is a restricted listed event. Pretty hard to be too confident about this one, Joel, although we have seen five of the 11 runners. Which way did you go here? English Banner it is, race one, 1,000 metres, worth $500,000, but restricted.
Yeah, I've gone Wedgetail. I liked him and Champagne Boom at Caulfield and won one, and Wedgetail ran really well in third. Biscara split them. I'm just hoping, yeah, wider draw probably might help Wedgetail. Barrier one put me off Biscara a little bit. So with the race experience, I do like the look of number four, True Serendipity, and can certainly save on him at reasonable odds. I've liked his trials at Cranbourne. Number six, Biscara, in for third. And for fourth, number one, Capito. Mick Kent, pretty patient with his horses, but this bloke trialled okay at Cranbourne.
Very similar for me. Wedgetail on top from Biscara, True Serendipity, and Salome. 5, 6, 4, 10. Race three is the next black type event. Is the Powerflow Solutions Stakes for mares over 1600, Group Three.
I went with 2 Savatiano. She's got to run the 1600, which I guess is the little query. But she's flying this time in, held up at a key stage in the Blazer, chasing home Invincibella. So she's a deserved favourite. I thought number five Quilate could improve at a bit of a price. I thought first up she was okay. Had no hope at all at Caulfield. Just caught very wide, did plenty of work. She can bounce back. One Princess Posh has Savatiano form lines, has beaten her three starts back, so she's got to be included. And seven, Shoko, the other one at double figure odds. So I've thrown a couple of favourites in with a couple at 20 to 1. Shoko might improve at the Valley.
I got Shoko in too. I've got Savatiano on top as well, but for second and third, I've got Bring Me Roses and Princess Posh, and then Shoko. 2, 4, 1, 7, race four, Harold's Crockett Stakes for three-year-old fillies over 1,200, a listed race.
Four Into the Abyss for me, finally drawn a good gate. She's drawn nine or wider at four of her five starts. They went back at Caulfield first up, and she made a good run, and I thought she sustained it, held on pretty well. After making a bit of a run at them, she finished fifth behind Sunlight. She'll be fitter. She can settle closer. She has the speed to do that from a good gate. I think she gets her turn to return to the winner's stall from one Spanish Whisper. I think can improve sharply back to 1,200. 10 in for third, Rapidora. Took a little while to win her maiden, having had bad luck on a couple of occasions, but I think she's a nice progressive filly. And 2, Assertive Play. Had no luck at the Valley first up, injured second up, and not a lot went right last time, so she might get luck to suit her on Saturday, and she's certainly good enough if she does get it.
Yeah, I've got her in for fourth, but I've gone for a few of the other up and coming last start winners. I've got 7 Rainbow Girl on top for Matt Laurie from 9 Beauty, 5 I'm So Sweet, and 2 Assertive Play. Race 5 at the Valley on Saturday is the 1300 Australia Stakes. Not to be confused with the Australia Stakes, I suppose. This one's a Group 3 for 3-year-olds over 1,200.
I'll go with number 10, Big Night Out. He hasn't had much go right his last couple. Blinker's first time. Back to 1,200. He'll be really strong late. If they're running on, he's going to need that run-on pattern. I guess we'll probably know by this stage of the day on Saturday. He's on top for me from 6, Ring-a-Ding-Dings. The other horse I can have a bit of a saver on. I liked him last week. He was very plain. They've backed him up, back to 1,200, Blinker's back on. So just watch the betting, because there was a bit of support for him in that Ranier race last week. If they butter up again at double figures, so I can certainly step in and save on him. 3 in for third, Spin, and for fourth, number 7, Wagner.
Yeah, I got 3 on top, Spin, from 8, More Than Exceed, 13, Bleu Roche, and 10, Big Night Out. Race 6 at the Valley on Saturday, Aquas Farm Fillies Classic. 1,600 for fillies, previously known as the Mooney Valley Oaks, and previously over 2040 metres. Haven't been that for a while. What did you like here, John?
Well, market suggests it's pretty open. I think there's sort of 3 horses around $5 and a couple more at 6. I've gone with number 4, Crone, and pretty keen on her. She's only won the one race, but she's a model of consistency. I thought she was really good at Flemington at her first go at the mile in the manifold, splitting Amphitrite and Very Elegant. And then in the 1,000 guineas, drew wide, got back, and was okay. Just got crowded a couple of times by the winner, Amphitrite, who was definitely coming home quicker, but just wanted to lay in and did crowd Crone. I can see Crone from barrier 3 using that barrier, settling in the first 4 and getting every chance. So she's on top for me from 1, Eldorado Dreaming. Really good first up. Disappointing last time in 1,000 guineas, but she's better than that. I'd like to see them ride her a bit cold too. That's where we saw the best of her ridden that way. 9, Piero Bell. Was 1,200 to a mile on a week back up in the manifold and ran well. And 5, Anjana, has been on the place getter's heels her last couple.
Well, I was on Mystic Journey when she won at Any Old Odds last time. I'm sticking here, number 3, to beat Anjana. 2, Fundamentalist, and 8,000 Wishes. Race 7 is the Schweppes Crystal Mile, 1,600, and it is a Group 2.
I've gone with 8, Cliff's Edge. Did a bit of work from a wide barrier in the 2 rack, and I thought stuck on pretty well in a race that was good for those coming from off the pace. He's on top for me. 7, Sir John Lavery. Had no luck at Flemington, first start in Australia. Should have gone close to winning. 9, Siege of Quebec. Also comes through the 2 rack. He finished 3rd. He's wouldn't have to improve much on that to be going close here. And 2 in for 4th, Prized Icon. Had no luck at all. It was a much weaker race in the English Cup, but he just sat deep throughout. Back to a mile, I think, can suit him.
Yeah, I made Siege of Quebec my best to beat Cliff's Edge, It's Somewhat, and Sovereign Nation, 9813. Race 8 at the Valley on Saturday, McCafe Mooney Valley Gold Cup, 2,500 metre Group 2.
Gone with number 10, Libran. He hasn't had a lot go right this prep. His first 2 runs were excellent, running home some really good splits. And then Kingston Town, he was a bit unlucky in the Met Trot. They went very slow. He got a long way back and ran as well as he could. Gets a big weight turnaround on the winner of that race, Patrick Aaron. Drawn well. Was placed in this race last year. So I've gone with him. 6, the Taj Mahal, who, well, I had in my top 4 for the Caulfield Cup, and he ran super after an early or mid-race move by James McDonald. So if he gets any luck from a tricky gate, you would think his class is going to take him a long way. 2, Patrick Aaron, as I said, big weight rise from the Met Trot, but he should still have room for improvement. And 3, Egg Tart, is a bit hard to catch, but she should have won last start. And I think the extra distance will probably suit her.
I'm with the Caulfield Cup form, the Taj Mahal, to beat Ventura Storm. For third, I've got number five, Prize Money. Saeed bin Sarur certainly travelling okay, even though Prize Money probably wasn't all that impressive last time. And Patrick Guerin, the Metrop winner, for fourth. So 6, 14, 5, and 2. The big one is race 9. That is Ladbrokes Cox Plate, 5 million, 2040, wait for age, Group 1.
Yep, Winks on top, 6. And I've got Kingswell Dream in for second. I thought he was really good in the Caulfield Cup. He stumbled just after jumping. Just as Craig Williams was beginning to improve just before the corner, he ran into a bit of trouble. I think it was one of the Japanese horses coming back in his lap. Then he got clear, and he wasn't savaging the line, but he was running home probably as best as he could. Off that steady tempo, he's got the pretty much identical prep to Humidor last campaign. Wait for age prep into the Caulfield Cup, weak backup, blinkers on. So I've gone with him as the Quinella horse, 1 Ben Battle and 2 Humidor, who I think's going every bit as well as he was last year.
Winks for me, Ben Battle second, Humidor third, Avilius fourth, 6-1-2-4. Race 10 is the Drum and Golf Vase, 2040 metres, the Cox Plate course, but for the 3-year-olds at Group 2 level and set weights.
7 real success for me. By reset, they usually come into their own out to this sort of trip. He was good first up, really liked his last 50 metres at Mornington, second up. He savaged the line there behind Caller Today, who's got form around Tomasa. Both those horses run on Friday night. And then the run at Caulfield last start was really good. He was held up, the winner built momentum. And with 59 kilos, he picked up. And again, last 100 metres was excellent. I think he ran out 2,000 strongly. Good each way play. From 1, Arameo, 13, Very Elegant, and 4, Dealmaker, which probably the 3 in betting, and wouldn't leave Botty out of the mix, number 11.
Yeah, I was going to say Botty. So Botty was the early tip you had, Joel, for the Derby.
Yeah, and look, Moe was, it was a tricky track, and he ran into trouble just as he was trying to travel into it. Found bother, and from there he couldn't win. So yes, he could improve heaps. I did leave him out of my 4, but yeah, won't be leaving him out of Quaddy or Quinellas.
Yes, all right. Very Elegant for me on top from Botty. Arameo and giving Savoir another chance. 13, 11, 1 and 5. My best, as I mentioned, was Siege of Quebec. Race 7, number 9. My value bet in the one race we didn't talk about, and that is the South Australian, former Central Australian, former freakish picket fence owner, Desert Lashes. Race 2, number 5, at each way odds. There, Joel.
I'm with Mark Zara on Saturday. He's riding my best, Crone, race 6, number 4, and he's also on my value bet, Real Success, race 10, number 7.
Alrighty. Sydney racing what seems like about the 7th week in a row at Randwick, but we have finally run out of black type races. But they'll still be paying Aussie dollars if you can find a winner. So what have you got?
Yep, just 2 bets for me there on Saturday. Best is Beacon, race 6, number 5. I thought he was good first up. His stablemates ran first and second. They got to the outside part of the track in the final race of the day. He drew inside, had to sort of gradually get out towards the outside in the straight. He probably just peaked on his run at the 50 metres. He'll be fitter. Stays at 1,000, but he'll be really strong. I think he can run over the top of the leaders. And my value is race 9. Number 5, Generalissimo, ran really well first up last prep, beaten half a length. Won 2 from 4 on heavy, including a stakes race. I reckon he can be finishing very strongly.
Racing on the Parks track at Morfordville on Saturday. Paul Richards' best, race 5, number 2, Miss Wahoo. His value bet, race 6, number 4, Flying Crupton. I can tell you that both Richo and James Jordan like race 2, number 7, Thompson's Reward as well, with a 3-kilo claim for Kayla Crowther. Possibly over the odds in the early markets at around about $4.50. There is no Brisbane meeting, Joel.
No, I do have one.
Oh, you got one for Adelaide?
I didn't mind at Adelaide. Race 3, number 4, No Joy. I think we tipped it on debut when it won impressively. Just the query, it won in June, came back for a trial in July and got pulled out of the trial late. Something looked amiss. So we haven't seen her since, and she hasn't trialed recently. So I guess a little bit of an unknown. Hopefully has overcome that issue in that trial, but she looked really good on debut. I think she's pretty smart.
Ascot is the venue again for Perth Racing on Saturday. There is a stakes race. It is race 7, the RUC Cementation Belgravia Stakes for 3-year-olds. Listed event over 1,200 metres. BJ Ryan very taken with this field. It's attracted most of WA's best 3-year-olds, as I guess you would expect. They're building, they've got to build towards the 1,600 of the WA Guineas in a month or so. So no doubt that some of the best ones are all coming back here. And he does like Lord Help Me Run, the WA size winner. Was beaten first up, ran second, but that was in a muddling race. Got back, draws barrier 3 here, can settle closer. BJ's best race 2, number 6, Salon de Cheval. Impressive first up, can win again. And his value bet is race 6, number 2, Taxigano, resuming over 1,400 metres. Did rack up a hat-trick over the Ascot 1,400 last prep and trialled well against State Solicitor earlier this month. That is race 6, number 2.
I think BJ was in good form last week. I think he got every winner in his 4 and 5 on top. So one to follow as the carnival builds up.
Absolutely. And speaking of carnivals, the New Zealanders do love it once the big Melbourne days start firing up, and they are in all three big cities. They are racing in Wellington, Auckland and Christchurch on Saturday to coincide with the Cox Plate meeting. What can you tell us, Joel?
All right, Trentham, my best is Windspell, race 8, number 3. Bit of a while between wins, but we know he's a class galloper. Placed in a Group 1 last start. Back to a handicap means he gives weight away to some rivals, but he does look ready to win. My value is Tipping Point, race 5, number 10. Quickly to 2,200, but in a good stable, and both runs back have been good. Ellerslie, my best is Joe's Legacy. He's testing the patience a little bit, this bloke. I still think he's a good horse, and he finally gets out beyond a mile this time in. Race 1, number 9. Hopefully he can do the job early for us. My value is Valali, race 6, number 12 from the Baker Forsman Yard. Good first up run in a pretty good race. Takes on Group 3 company, so she's got to step up again a little bit, but I think she'll be over the odds. And Rickerton, the best is again early. Race 1, number 3, Wide Awake. And the value is in the last. Race 8, number 10, Hannah Marine.
All right, well, that wraps up a massive Saturday of racing around Australasia. I should point out that even though there is no Queensland racing on Saturday, your winning post is even better value than usual, because we've gone up to 112 pages. And with the Doomben meeting not there, we've got full coverage of not only Moonee Valley Friday night, the big Manukato Stakes meeting, but also Canterbury and Sunshine Coast. So full form guides for all three meetings. And in fact, all those three meetings are in your best bets as well, if that's your preferred form guide. And we've also got an extra Victorian meeting covered on Saturday as well. So despite the lack of Queensland action on Saturday, you get full value for your winning post for only $5.50, 112 pages, and probably 14 odd form guides. So speaking of Friday night, Joel, the big one is at the Valley. It is the Group 1 Manukato Stakes, 1,200 metres at weight for age, and it is worth $1 million.
Yeah, I couldn't step into this with plenty of confidence. I've ended up tipping a horse I've had trouble catching in the past, but going for number 3, Malaguera. He's obviously been off the scene for a while, 12 months near on, but he's a class galloper, and he just got an excellent fresh record. He's drawn barrier 1, which, as we know, can be a little bit tricky, but he's just going to do no work, and if he does get the splits at the right time off what should be a good speed, which I think it'll be hard to hold out. 2 in for second, Kementari. Back to 1,200, blinkers on. He will be very, very strong late. 8, US Navy flag. There was a big spruik around him for the Everest, but there was a word of warning that he wouldn't handle the heavy, and he didn't. He's been well backed for this race too, I think. 9.50 into around 6.50 in the last couple of days, so I've kept him safe. And 14, Sunlight, the 3-year-old filly with 51 on her back. She's going to give them plenty to run down.
Yeah, I've got US Navy flag on top, forgetting the Everest entirely. I mean, did win the July Cup, you know. You can't be any sort of slouch If you're able to do that, and just in the absence of a real standout in this race, I just thought I'd go with that class from Malaguera. Sunlight for third. Now, she doesn't seem to be any, 1200 doesn't seem to be a problem for her after all. A lot of people thought that perhaps it might be the way she scored that second up win, just falling in. And just with the 51 kilos, has to go in. And I've got Hootson in for fourth. So 8, 3, 14 and 10. My best at the Valley on Friday night was race 4, number 4, Waging War. And my value bet was for Phil Stokes, the last start winner, race 5, number 11, no doubt about it.
Well, my best bet's a longer price than my value bet, but my best is Demonstrate. I thought it was a difficult meeting, but I can definitely have something each way on him, race 6, number 6. I think he's going all right this prep. 1,000 metres was just too sharp first up around the Valley, then down the straight he was okay behind Dothraki. 1,000 metres again at Cranbourne, just left behind, and Runson was just too quick. Meets Runson again. I just think 1,200 is going to suit him a hell of a lot better from a good gate. It's come up good odds, $15 each way. And the first race is my value bet, race 1, number 7, Hourlong Sally. Former Tassie filly, won 3 from 6, now with Paddy Payne. I've liked her 2 trials. She was asked for a little bit more in her recent one, and I thought she stuck on well. She's going to get better as she gets over further. 1,000 metres might just be a bit sharp. That's the query, but she'll be hitting the line hard.
All right, your winning post, of course, takes you through to Sunday where the main meeting is at Sale. It's Sale Cup Day. The Sale Ladbrokes Sale Cup is race 7. It's worth $200,000. Both Paul Richards and Daniel Borg are tipping the Darren Weir Train number 4, Plain Seal. Did you have any thoughts on Sale Sunday?
I know Grand Rosso has been 100% set for this race, fourth up. They've just been sort of ticking him along, getting him ready. I see he's drawn wide, however. That is the query, but Karen McAvoy has one on him. So maybe something each way Grand Rosso.
All right, and finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend.
Good
that
question.
It's a tough one.
It is a tough one. Well, it is a very long weekend. I'm going to go, sometimes I go early and try and build a bank and just never pans out that way. So I'll go late. Last race of the day, maybe trying to get you out of trouble. Little each way, real success. Mooney Valley race 10, number 7. I think it will lap up 2,000 metres.
All right, and I will go Mooney Valley race 7, number 9, Siege of Quebec. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.